even if I was as rich as Caesar, it would be poverty compared to knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour. Brothers, they were wonderful days when Jesus walked the earth. And what a delight and blessing it was to see him and to be with him. We thought he was to be the King of Israel, and that through him all of Israel's power and wealth and glory would be restored, which he demonstrated by his many miracles. Why he chose me, I don't know. I was neither learned nor holy, but I am so glad he chose me. Even though I was a man full of doubts and fears and worries, I was so blessed that he called me to be one of his disciples. When they killed him before our very eyes, all our hopes and dreams for Israel were destroyed. The man that we thought was to be the king of Israel and who would set us free from the Romans was dead and gone, and all our hopes and dreams were dashed. We had nowhere to go and nowhere we wanted to go. We had seen and heard so much of the kingdom of God, and so we stayed there in Jerusalem waiting. We didn't know what we were waiting for, but something had been stirred in our hearts that set our hearts on fire for the love of God and God's kingdom, and so we waited. And there we were a couple of days after Jesus had died in the upper room, doors locked, scared stiff of what the Roman soldiers might do to us. For some reason, I had to go outside. I can't remember now, perhaps to buy something. I can't remember. When I came back, the others said to me, "We have seen the Lord." And that he had come to them, showed them his hands and his side, and then breathed on them the gift of the Holy Spirit. I wanted to believe. I needed to believe. He had loved me. He had called me by name and called me friend and disciple. And I had loved him as much as I had loved my mother and father. But I couldn't believe on what they'd said. I'd been with these blokes for 3 years. I knew what they were like. And I'd been with them last week when we all ran away, when we all deserted him, when we all fled in terror. I needed more than their word. If a man was to rise from the dead, then he was more than a man, more than a prophet, more than a Messiah who would be king. To confess that Jesus had risen from the dead was to confess that he was God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And for us Jews, this was blasphemy, and this is why they had killed him. And so, you know, I'd been with him. I'd been with him there at the sea. When with mighty outstretched arms he calmed the sea and the storm. I was there that day when he stretched his hand out upon the leper and healed him. I was there that day when on that mountain he stretched his arms out in love and showed us the love of God when he told us that sermon up on that mount one day. I was there that day when he stretched his hand out unto the daughter of Jairus and raised her from the dead. That day when he put out his hands into the deaf man's ears and healed him. And I was there that day when with mighty outstretched arms he called Lazarus from the tomb. And I was there that day when they stretched his arms out on the cross and killed the man we thought was the Messiah. I wanted to believe but couldn't. And so I said those now famous words, unless I can see the holes in his hands that the nails made and put my finger into the hole, unless I can see that wound in his side and I can put my hand into the wound, I refuse to believe. It was about a week later, about 8 days. We were all in the room together. I was there, doors still locked, still scared stiff. And Jesus appeared amongst us. And he walked over to me. I thought he would say to me, Thomas, just go. Go. You no longer deserve to be called one of my disciples. You know, I had said in my zeal, let us go to Jerusalem and die with him. But when he needed a friend in the garden, I fell asleep at the moment of his agony. When they came to arrest him, I ran away in fear like a scared child. He, the Son of the living God, had knelt before me and washed my feet to welcome me home to the household of God. He told us he would rise, and I couldn't believe him. I thought he'd just say, Thomas, just go. Go. Instead, a smile filled his face. His eyes were full of love. He had come back. He had not deserted us. He still loved me. And then to help me in my weakness, he said, Thomas, my friend, my brother, come here. Look, here's the wound. Put your hand here. Doubt no longer, but believe. Look, here's my side. Come, my friend. All I could say was, my Lord and my God. And then he breathed on me and gave me the Spirit of the living God, that same Spirit by which he had performed all those miracles, that same Spirit by which he lived as a Son of God, that same Spirit by which he rose from the dead, he gave to me as he gives to you, as he gives to you, as he gives to all of us. And then he gave to me, as he gives to you, this most precious and powerful gift, a gift that can bring healing to the world and the brokenhearted. He gave to me, as he gives to you, the gift and power of forgiveness. Those whose sins you retain, they are retained. And those whose sins you release, they are released. Brothers, he didn't retain my sins. And he won't retain yours. And if he would forgive me, what more, what else can I do but to forgive one another? That same power of God Most High, that same gift of forgiveness he has given to you and to me. I know you call me blessed to have been one of his apostles, to have lived with him and to have known him. And yes, I am blessed. Ah, I am blessed. But you are the ones that are blessed. Would that I had faith such as yours. I was there. I saw all those things. Were you there that day when he calmed the sea and the storm? Were you there that day when he raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead? Were you there that day when he healed the cripple? Who among you was there that day when he rose from the dead and you saw him? Who among you? Not one of you. And yet you believe. And yet you believe. Ah, would that I had faith such as yours. Would that I had faith such as yours. What more can I say to you, brothers, except to keep doing what he said? Keep coming together in twos and threes as bands of brothers. Keep breaking the bread. Keep telling the story. Keep being there for one another. All I can say to you now is those words that he gave us at the end. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, brothers, go. Go. Go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And know this. I am with you. I am with you. Always. Yes, always. Even to the end of time. Peace be with you, my brothers. Peace be with you.